I was talking about this documentary before I watched, which I forgot the name, but I just sent you the name. Lust. No, yeah. Yeah, it's called Lust in Sounds. I think it was released in 2015, but it's videos from 79 until 89, and it's genial dilettante. So it's this Neubauten era and Malaria and Nick Cave and Gudrun Götz. And so it's this after-punk era and the rejection of Joy Division by Gudrun Götz saying, we need to go somewhere else. And Neubauten taking a completely different path. And all those squats in West Germany. And the interesting thing, which I wanted to point out with this, is it ends up in 89. And in 88, the squats are closing and this whole community is disappearing. So it's the end of the documentary, but then the wall is falling and then techno is coming, or pre-techno. And then suddenly there is a new thing and there's more squats and there's a new music and there are new people and then something new is starting again. So hopefully that's what we are experiencing. I'm talking. It's good to talk about Berlin because I think the same thing happened in London, everywhere, really, like Barcelona is being. But like a great news about Barcelona, just from 2 days ago, is they stopped Airbnb. Now it's not allowed anymore, so that will completely change the panorama. I don't know how they can apply that, and what about the people who bought places just to do that? I don't know the details of it, but still, this documentary and this Airbnb story can eventually give us the hope that like a new movement of that kind and new possibilities could be coming if enough people are looking for it and everything. Yeah, maybe we can play, I don't know, I have a song called Efas, which I like. It was mixed by Schneider TM. And it's mastered by Rashad Baker, who mastered also like the last two albums I made and more things. It's also, there is also the backing vocals from Heidi Heidelberg, who's also from Berlin, a fantastic singer, which we saw together with her group, Witch and Monk.
Arrive, ne sois pas impatient. On va couler du ciment sur toute la plaine. J'ai clôturé les comptes, détruit les documents, pilonné les disques durs, on dirait du pollen. Efface la maison, efface les saisons, efface la salive, efface les vêtements, efface les aisselles, efface les poubelles, efface les papiers. Efface tout ce qui traîne. Passons toute la nuit à brûler tout ce qui traîne. Les meubles sont détruits, les cendres sont à l'eau. J'ai gommé toute trace de nous sur le réseau. Coupé la téléphonie et toutes les connexions. Efface la maison, efface les saisons. Efface la salive, efface les vêtements, efface les aisselles, efface les poubelles, efface les papiers, efface tout ce qui traîne. Encore temps. N'oublions
pas la cave avant d'être à la maison. Efface la maison, efface les saisons, efface la salive, efface les vêtements, efface les aisselles, efface les poubelles, efface les papiers, efface tout ce qui traîne. Pas de traces sur le bureau, pas de traces sur les vêtements, pas de traces sur la pelouse, pas de traces sur les écrans, pas de traces dans la maison, pas de traces sur le réseau, pas de traces dans le cerveau.
Yeah, let's play another song. I can't remember what's on the list. Can we check? Ah, yeah. You want a funny story? Yeah, okay. Mashed Potatoes, Yanken Pop. It's a bit old, so most of the stuff... Actually, there is Yato Siba also. It's a fantastic song, I think. But Yanken Pop, it's a funny story. So... it's all music made with Game Boys, and it's already from some years ago, so it doesn't sound super fresh. It sounds like a vibe from, I don't know, 2010 or something, or even before. But the story is cool. It's at some point he was doing music with his Game Boy, and he would go to techno parties, and at some point he would ask the DJ, oh, can I play the Mario Bros. Theme with my Game Boy? And the DJ said, oh, yeah, come on. And then he would play his own hardcore Game Boy pieces. And people would get crazy. And he would be hacking a DJ gig. And I found the story marvelous. I think the music is cool, too, although it's not the freshest thing. So Yanken Pop also did something called Windows 93. Which is a crazy version of Windows, of an old-fashioned Windows. He also remade the old MySpace not long ago. So you could remade an account like the old MySpace before Murdoch bought it. And it's Really interesting artist and musician to follow. I think his latest album is a hip hop album. Mostly against right wing hip hop. So that's the main topic. Artist I really really like is Yato Siba, and I wanted to play a song from her. So Yato Siba, I know her from the Underground Institute, which is a kind of a collective booking agency founded by Mary Ocher, who's a great musician from Berlin too. It's mostly women artists, although there are a few men, including me. Yato Siba is from Azerbaijan, but she's based in Helsinki. I think the music is fantastic, and we invited her at the festival we did 2 years ago in Vedink. She played. The festival was in Silent Green, Panke, and Grund, and she played in Panke. She played during the dancing part of the festival.
Bizim Geçinin boynuzu, yüreğiyle de şahın gözünü. Ben Yeah, that was Yatosiba. And yeah, I asked for a next song of you, Manu. So this one is also from the latest album.
Yeah, it's called Boom. What can I say about this? Yeah, it features two guest singers, Lynn Casillas, who's a great singer from Brussels, and Vicente Arlandis, who's a performer from Valencia, and he's actually singing some Spanish lyrics on this. Actually, we have an album, but I got my computer got stolen with all my equipment after a concert last year, and I lost the album we made together. So I have an anterior version, but I need to mix it again. So I need to find 3 weeks to do that, and then we can release that music. Yeah. Club copy had been sent to Rashad Becker, so to the mastering, 2 days before. So I don't have the mix I sent to Rashad. They are gone. They are lost. But we have the final version. That's the master. Yeah.
Okay, now we listen to Peu.
Un peu de yoga devra sans doute t'aider tous les matins avant de travailler. La nuit je chante des cantiques mangés par les moustiques. Il n'y a plus de corps, je suis une étincelle qui joue à l'élastique. Avec passion à une religion antique. Un chat ancien très élégant nous rendra souvent visite. Dis-moi que cette fois, si nous votons tous bien, tout ira mieux, qu'il n'arrivera rien.
Me duelen las orejas, me duelen las muelas, me duele la polla, me duelen los labios, me duele la frente, me duelen los ojos, me duelen los codos, me duele la piel.
Yes, beautiful. And yeah, sometimes it shows. We talked about, if you lose sometimes something, and that the beauty comes after.
The opposite. This artist, Ben, the French artist? Ben Vauquier. He's known for just writing simple phrases. And his wife died 2 weeks ago, and he committed suicide the following day.
No way.
Yeah, but he was 83 or something. They always lived together. So, on the other hand, when I was living in Liège, I was playing with a bass player who was 80 something. I was playing jazz for maybe 2 years. And he played with Chet Baker and with a lot of people. And he stopped playing when he was, 60-something, because he couldn't, it was difficult back then to make a living after playing with all those players and everything. And with René Thomas and Bobby Jasper, a lot of great players. And his wife died, and then he started to play music again and was playing every day in a different place of the city and got way better than he was 20 years before.
Oh. Okay, this is again a beautiful story. Yeah, also, free your mind. I mean, when we remember the story of Moondog, who disappeared at one point in the 70s, and years later, by accident, a woman in, I don't remember, Münster, I guess, she found out that she just met Moondog, who was busking on the street, like a homeless guy. And this old homeless guy in the streets of Münster, and this woman who was a nurse, she became her manager, his manager. And then he, produced again. But it was years after he disappeared and everyone thought he died.
And I didn't know at all about this story because he was playing in the street in New York. Then he got famous in the 70s.
He got famous, in the 60s, 70s. And then he had lots of tours. He even played in here in New York on this big venue, Madison Square Garden, and everything. And so he was really famous. And then he went on tour and he never got back to USA. And people just thought he died, maybe.
Do we know why he never came back?
I guess he's a bit, because he's a nerd. He was a nerd. And he probably, he did maybe this fame was not thing for him. He just needed to be free. Yeah. As he was a hobo already on the streets in front of the Hilton Hotel.
Okay, because it is a similar story with Skip James also,
Really?
Yeah, Skip James. We can play a song by Skip James. Skip James. He was he won a competition in a record store, and he went to record to a new label studio called Columbia, and he recorded 16 tracks, I think, or I can't remember how many, in one day. And he never heard of those tracks. He never got even his train paid or nothing.
Oh, wow.
So he became a preacher. He stopped music. And years later, he was dying in a hospital. And somebody found him and said, "But you're Skip James." In fact, because the music had been released and had been very successful and heard also by all the British, like Eric Clapton. And people, a lot of people covered his songs. So that song is probably from the first era, from when he was young. So they saved him. They bring him into another hospital, and then he went back to the Newport Festival and released more music, and died 2 years or 2 or 3 years later. But
fun fact about Moondog: you can go and visit his grave in Münster. So the Viking from the Fifth Avenue became a Münsteraner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great to hear.
Yeah.
So we play, okay. Moondog, talking about Moondog and Sylvain from my colleague from the Zero Carbon Records. They recorded with his group Ensemble Zero an album of Moondog's music, and it's the music that has been written for 14 marimba, but it was recorded only by one marimba player, I guess by Moondog himself, but they recorded a version with 14 different musicians playing at the same time. It's a pretty good music. So it's Sylvain's Ensemble, which is called Zero, Ensemble Zero, and it's they remade an album by Moondog. That's a really good album. Really nice tropical music, too.
Coming to an end, but before I leave Manu in his freedom, I would like to ask some final questions. So you are you're working at the moment on a new album, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit faster than the previous one. It used modulars a lot. There's more auto-tune. For the rest, I don't really know. I'm on it at the moment. I wrote 5 songs. I also have a long tour in autumn coming. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things in France, in Switzerland, Italy, Germany, I guess, Holland, probably Belgium. Then I have some concerts in Denmark, Sweden, but a bit later in Portugal and Spain also. Yeah, we introduced a European project with the Zero Carbon Records thing. So if it's taken, there will be a Zero Carbon Records tour in Portugal, organized by Sonoscopia, another one in Finland, organized by Norpass, one in Belgium, Brass, and one in France.
So I would like to, last song, having another song of yours, maybe. Maybe on the other side of the 7-inch I got. And this was with an orchestra?
Yeah, this one is, so it's just before I It's just when I move in Berlin, actually. So this it's called Music from the Hot Dog Stand. There is a 5-piece brass quintet. There is also a band, like a 4-piece band in the studio, and a vocalist. And I see there's also a keyboard player from Rome. So there's like 12 or 13 musicians. And it's part of my album Kermes Machine. So it's all related with Kermes. The word exists in German, no? So like this fair, small village fair. But those two tracks, this 7-inch, so this version we are about to hear is was released on New Pangea, which is a Berlin label. So it's really good stuff to check. New Pangea, it's really, really good things. They are not super active. I mean, I think only Godmother is still active from this. But the others less, but yeah.
How is it actually when you're working with other artists and especially professional musicians? You're giving them all what they need, or do you give them enough freedom that they can create their own stuff?
Yeah, so back then, when I was working with musicians, I also worked with a 40-piece orchestra for who I wrote music and did several projects with them the last years or so. I was writing all the scores, so they had to play what I was writing, and sometimes there would be improvisation moments, but most of the music was written. The way I now work with people and the kind of musician I'm looking for to work with are people that would do whatever they want. So I don't like anymore this thing of giving scores to people. So that was a big shift in my life. This and electronic music also allowed me to do anything I wanted myself. So if I collaborate with people now, I want them to bring their music into the music we're doing. Before it wasn't the case. Okay, so the version you're about to listen, it was mixed on an analog disc, and the version released on a 7-inch was mixed on a computer. So, does the digital version sounds more analog than the 7-inch version, which is more digital?
You have to find out which is which.
Hello everybody, I'm the singer of the band. You hear my voice at the fair, directly from the hot dog stand. 6 times a week, from daylight, we play until the end of the night. Play the dance music repertoire. Hidden in the underground, we produce a groovy background. But here at the fair, everybody knows the real thing happens during the night. When the night falls, we know we'll So we catching the clothes, catching the clothes. We catching the clothes. Now Boogie is in the house. Boogie press for the sauce. Boogie for your response. Connected with the clothes. You want to get lost? We'll be your host. Those the hoes. We catching the clothes.
Friend, we reached the end. thank you so much for coming and telling this beautiful stories, getting a good insight in your career and your life. And yeah, all the best for the next Zero Carbon tour. And yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, many thanks to you, and long live your show. Thanks. Yuppie.
Disaster moments. Yes, thanks for listening, and yeah, talk soon in next month. Ciao.
Ciao.
Mach mal im Herzen richtig Luft. Ich sing das süße, süße Lied der Erleidung. Ich sing die allertiefste Kraft. Ich sing das süße, süße Lied der Erleidung. Für jedes Kind, für jeden Ghetto. Süße, süße Lied der Erleidung. Ich lass die Leute wissen, Jesus lebt. Ich erziehe meine Kinder und ganz natürlich um das Nachbarn. Ich kenne nur richtig glückliches Geheimnis. Sing auf meine Augen. Ich habe mit Herrn Jesus eine Straße, die nie aufhört. Ich sing das süße Lied der Erleuchtung. Ich mach mein Herz ein richtig Luft. Ich sing das süße, süße Lied der Erleuchtung. Wir sind alle tief in die Luft. Ich sing das süße, süße Lied der Erleuchtung. Jedes Kind, jeden Ghetto. Sing das süße, süße Lied der Erleuchtung. Lass die Leute wissen, Jesus lebt. Überall. Und für die, die mit uns schwingen, wird dieses Lied zum Gebet auf jeden Fall. Denn Larry Song wird die wunderbare Nachricht unserem Gott und seinem Volk spielen. Sing das süße, süße Lied der Erleuchtung. Lass die Leute wissen, Jesus lebt.
gespielt, wir werden eines Tages kräftig absahnen.
Si tu rencontrais un beau jour une autre fille, un autre amour, apprends-le-moi. Si tu pensais m'avoir trop vu, si je ne te suffisais plus, apprends-le-moi. Je t'en prie, ne va pas mentir. Aie le courage de tout me dire. Apprends-le-moi. Si tu avais envie soudain d'être dans d'autres bras que les miens, apprends-le-moi. Si avec moi tu t'ennuyais, si autre chose t'attirait, apprends-le-moi. Au lieu de me laisser chercher ce que tu voudrais me cacher, apprends-le-moi, apprends-le-moi.
Kanon idee van de componist Johan Pachelbel. Die heeft heel veel popnummers geïnspireerd. Onder andere Green Day, ook Aphrodite's Child. Heel grappig is het eigenlijk om die gelijkenis zo duidelijk naar voren te horen komen.
Ja, het is toch interessant om te zien hoe onze muzikale voorgangers toch weer grote invloed blijven hebben op wat erna komt.
Precies, en denk jij, vind je dit een terechte zesde plek, Steven?
Ik denk dat ze dat zeker verdienen voor 2013. Ja, dat zeker wel.
Heel goed.
Een van de betere albums dit jaar.
Ja, en dan gaan we gewoon door met nummer 5. Dan gaan we de top 10 afwerken en dan kijken of we daarna nog tijd hebben voor andere leuke dingen. Top 5 is op nummer 5 staat een Nederlandse artiesten. Namelijk Eefje de Visser. En Eefje de Visser vind ik eigenlijk hartstikke leuk. Zij heeft heel mooie teksten. Maar wat ik vooral bijzonder vind is de manier hoe zij haar Nederlandse woorden uitspreekt. Dus heel tegenintuïtief. Ze legt heel vaak de nadruk op een plek waar je het niet verwankt of verwacht. Of stelt een woord uit of... Nou ja, heel vreemd. En dat maakt eigenlijk dat als je het oppervlakkig luistert, dat je bijna niet hoort dat het Nederlands is. En in het nummer wat straks van mij hoor je dat juist iets beter, omdat het een heel rustig nummer is. Maar zeker in het tweede nummer wat van haar komt, zal je dat wel merken dat het een heel erg... Ja, het had net zo goed IJslands kunnen zijn, bijna.
Nou,
maar
spannend.
Dat betekent niet dat je niet naar de teksten moet luisteren, want die zijn erg mooi. Zeker in het nummer wat we nu gaan draaien, wat de titel Lize heeft.
Lize kijkt naar buiten en ze zegt... Vriendelijks rond en wat onschuldigs. Straks loopt ze rondjes om de boom. Lize kijkt naar buiten en ze droomt. We wandelen voorzichtig door de bossen. Ergens in de struiken haar door. Niemand heeft iets opgemerkt en er viel niet veel op. Ik denk niet dat dat het opviel. Ik heb er niets van gemerkt. Ik ben vergeten hoe we gegaan zijn. Ik ben vergeten hoe het gegaan is.
Eefje de Visser met het nummer Er Is. Een korte, bondige titel voor een nummer met een mooie tekst en een mooie, mooie melodie. En daarvoor het nummer Lize, over een meisje Lize dat naar buiten kijkt en zich beseft dat er zoveel meer levende wezens in de ruimte zijn en